We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I wanted to snag Jasiri X. I've known him, shoot, man, from the time I started. So it's got Jasiri, how are you today?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
How old were you when we first started talking? So I've been doing this about 12 years.
Oh, man.
You got to be 12 years old, man.
Not that young, but definitely 20s. Yeah.
All right. So yeah. I've raised this question in the promotion since yesterday, and I mentioned you by name. What do you consider justice in this case, Jasiri?
Well, I mean, justice is a conviction of murder. I mean, we saw the video. We know what happened. We saw him running away. We saw Antoine of no threat to Officer Rossville. So justice would be a conviction of murder. And him going to prison for, you know, the murder of Antoine Rose.
Jasiri, tell me, what do you think would it take, regardless of the outcome of this trial, what do you think it would take for people of different backgrounds to be able to come together and live in harmony?
Well, I think it takes equality from the system. And I think what happens is what we see, particularly as black and brown people in Pittsburgh, is we're not treated equally and fairly in these circumstances. And so one of the most disappointing and depressing things is we know this trial is happening right now. Antoine's on trial. Even though Antoine is a 17-year-old boy, he was the one running away. He was the one shot in the back. But he's going to be put on trial, not Michael Rossville, who was fired from his police job at Pitt, who was on the force for only 3 hours, as an East Pittsburgh police officer, and who was the adult and the trained person. And so we know a lot of this plays out because of the race of Antoine Rose and the race of Michael Rossville. I'll give you another example real quick. We launched a petition against the FOP president, Robert Schwarzwalder.
Yes, I know him, yes.
Robert Schwarzwalder, according to a grand jury, he personally obstructed justice in two cases where Pittsburgh police shot black men. One case where Christopher Mark Tompkins called the police because his house was being broken into, and he was shot and killed. The FOP president, according to a grand jury, acted with utter disregard for the law.
It's true.
Fought at every stage to make sure the facts weren't collected, and yet he's still on the job. He's still the face of the Pittsburgh Union. He hasn't even been disciplined. This is an officer who, according to a grand jury, acted above the law.
He's reading from the grand jury report. That's accurate.
Right.
Jasiri, let me get back to that. I don't want to run out of time with you.
When we see that, how can we have good community police relationships when these things are happening?
Because you know there's 800 police officers on the streets, and the vast majority are out there. They would die. They would take a bullet for you personally.
Right. So I'm not talking about I'm talking about a system that protects an officer. Like, I'm not talking about individuals.
Right,
and
right.
I think this is what we see in this case. And just to answer Wendy's question, it's the inequity in the system.
I see it.
But the system is made up of people as well. And so that's one of the things that keeps us separated, because it's very clear to us what's happening in this trial.
Well, let me ask you this. So in my mind, what I'm hearing from you is, yes, it's about justice, but more than justice, you want fairness. But what is fairness?
Yes. Well, fairness is when we see a video of a police officer shooting a boy that's running away, that he gets convicted of this boy's murder. Like, we're not, you know, we put a letter together, and I don't know if you saw it. We had over 130 organizations, faith-based, arts, political activists, and businesses sign on to this letter saying, we saw the video. We can't even heal as a city, Wendy and Marty, unless we have a conviction. We can't even come together and heal. We can't even mourn Antoine properly until we get some type of justice in his death. And so if we can't even get there, how can we then all expect to come together?
It's actually an interesting dynamic, because you know this. You're very intelligent. That only 9% of officers charged in these cases are convicted. So
right.
let's leap forward and suggest that there's a hung jury or an acquittal. then what do you call for? You're not a violent guy. You're not a violence type guy.
No. None of the protests have been violent.
Right on.
Throughout the entire time. The only violence happened when somebody drove towards the protesters. So, no, we don't want violence, but we do want systematic change. Yeah. We want an Allegheny County. We want Schwarzwalder fired. Right. We want an Allegheny County civilian police review, but we want independent prosecutor to come in the case of police shooting like they do in states in New York City.
Right.
And so we'll have a list of demands of systematic change that we want, whether the verdict is guilty or innocent. We need systematic change. But the question is this. If he is acquitted, then how can greater Pittsburgh area tell me as a black man that I'm safe, that my son is safe in this city when a man can shoot a boy running away on videotape and be let free?
I'm going to read you this quote from a. I'm going to read you this quote from a high-ranking friend of mine who has worked for four presidents. He's African American, and he's. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read you this from one of my close friends. He was worked in the White House under four presidents. He's African American. He's from Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Two PhDs. I've tried to look at this fairly through my law enforcement lens. Bad set of events and choices from the time the officer decided to do a felony stop by himself in a one-man unit to shooting someone running away who was posing no threat. Old Allegheny County firearms instructor used to say, don't shoot them when they're running away. We'll catch them another day. Lots of wisdom in that expression. No winners in this case. Black folks will say, we've always been treated this way. White folks will say, if the coup would have listened to police direction and complied, no one would have gotten hurt. Age-old argument. Tragic. Right? Tragic.
I agree. But my question is, why is the onus on the 17-year-old boy and not the adult-trained officer?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.